Hello and welcome everyone to our show. I'm your host, Jacob Logan, your inspirational guru, speaking on the concept of living life. I'm going to give a thanks to all my followers that have consistently followed all the episodes. I truly hope that each one of you have gained some type of inspiration, motivation, and the courage to challenge yourself to make a difference within your own life. I encourage all the new listeners to become followers. And to partake on these programs that are being presented to you freely with no obligation as an encouragement to enhance the quality of your life. Today, I want to talk about what's going on in our United States of America. And if we are going to truly actualize and partake the concept of living life, then we need to take control of what's going on in our country. We need to stand up and step it up and defend the freedoms and the liberties that have been established for us by the founding fathers of this country, the United States of America. Through the Articles of the Constitution, the Articles of Amendments, the Bill of Rights, just ask yourself, aren't you tired of what's going on? The hypocrisy, the lies, the cover-ups, the scandals. Aren't you tired of stepping out of your house wondering if you go to the store that someone's going to pull up and just start shooting up everybody? Isn't enough enough? But you know, it's got to start for each and one of us. We got to make the change. We got to start the new train. The new train of thought. The new chain of process and the action behind the process, taking control. You know, it's pretty pitiful to live in, as they call it, the land of milk and honey, the United States of America, a nation that other countries look towards as land of opportunity. But how can we be the land of opportunity when we have a leadership, our commander-in-chief, that's not upholding the integrity, the diplomacy, the presidential etiquette? The diplomatic posture of a man of honesty, man of fairness. A leader in the free world. With the objective to serve the people. Is not our country built on for the people, by the people? The last I heard, this is what the fundamental, the foundation, the core foundation of the building of this great nation, for the people, by the people. We elect, we re-elect, or we terminate and bring in another body that can do the job that needs to be done. But yet and still, we find ourselves living in a time where our political, governmental structure parliament that governs the people accordingly is all over the place. Disillusioned, corrupt. An elected official, our commander-in-chief, serving his own purpose with the intent to disregard the laws that govern the citizen that lives in this republic. The United States of America. You try hard. Haven't you had enough of your leader, your commander-in-chief, your president, doing what he chooses, whenever, however, by whatever means he feels is adequate, and holds no accountability? Finding himself in a pool of neutrality and no accountability for what he, as the chief, the commander in chief, the leader of a great nation, holds no accountability to what he has put forth that has been openly disgracefully, arrogantly, and bodaciously mischievous. Full of malice. Maliciousness, with the intent, knowingly and willingly, and yes, unlawfully. Isn't enough enough? Not one of us can truly live the concept of living life with such debaucherism. How much is it going to be? What is it going to take? Where does the cover-ups and the downplaying, where does it stop? We know where it began. When does it stop? It stops when we step forward and say, hey, enough is enough. Now, you know, they say elections are for the people to elect. Future officials to be stewards of the politics. The internal structure that keeps us safe and free, keeps us healthy and wealthy, economically sound, clear, with no ambiguity. In the structure of our laws. Nothing will stop him from having his first dance with his bride. But what do we find? Jumbotron King, 30 screens in 30 days. Two sets of understandings of the application of the law. How ambiguous is this?
Hello everybody and thank you for joining us. A second case of coronavirus has been...
The discombobulation amongst the parties. Here we have a president that just openly and just bodaciously spits out vicious venom. Of our government, governmental parties that have been instituted to give people the right to choose. What party do you want to be a part of? That serves the interests of the citizen. How can the respect of the body of the government respect the commander-in-chief when the commander-in-chief does not respect the body of the government that protects the commander? Isn't enough enough? None of us are living life. We're just going day by day, not knowing what is going to happen next. People's lives are truly are not being protected. Our liberties are up for grabs. Change is time, it's now. This impeachment process must, by all means, bring forth what is real, what is righteous, and what is fair. For the pursuit of justice. We cannot pretend that what has happened and what has been happening has not happened. I'm a firm believer. When documents are presented, what is written is evidence enough. Who cares about hearsay? Hearsay is just rhetoric. Rhetoric that anybody can fabricate, formulate, and feed. And get an arousal out of the mass. But when the citizen is presented with the facts through documentation, this we cannot ignore. And especially when these documents have come straight from the person that's creating the problem. Well, you know, as I said, for the people, by the people, we are the people. The citizen put the elected official in the office. The citizen has the right to take the person out of office. Hey, it's very important that we listen to one another. It's very important that we exercise the right to pursue and to establish justice. If we cannot establish justice, in a meaningful manner through our political process, through proper protocol, then what do we have? What are we advocating to the citizen? What's going to happen is a pandemonium of cascading domino effect of people becoming more divided, more disillusioned, and more socially unattached to the law that governs us. Isn't this why laws are established? So that everyone stays in accordance with what is fair and what has been set to be of righteousness. Our safety is up for grabs. Now, you know, we've all listened to a lot of this rhetoric. Rhetoric. And we've listened to a lot of the undeniable facts that are undeniable. And to... showing everybody and anybody that, yeah, the man did what he was not supposed to do. Okay, let's cut through the red tape, you know what I'm saying? Because, see, it's becoming a little bit repetitive. We got extortion. We got how would I express innuendos of threats from our president to his party, to his fellow brother.
Could this supermarket store robot offer an alibi in a high profile murder case? The robot's name is Marty.
I mean, what are we doing? What are we advocating? But you know, the bottom line is this: how can we as a nation tolerate and allow this debaucherism and expect for other nations to want to partake in our core value of democracy? How can we employ the necessity to have countries outside of this great nation to be our allies in time of need when we're not presenting ourselves in a fundamentally sound position of what is just, or is just us? How many times do we need to hear this? How many times do we need to talk about this? Now, you know, granted this, right, it's unfortunately that we have citizens of the United States of America that are okay with and see nothing wrong and basically are condoning this act of treason, abusive executive power. Personal agendas. Withholding information, documents. To allow for our political system to do its job, to do what it was designed to do, to seek the truth and to administer proper sanctions where sanctions are due. Or are we a country that just promotes a bunch of, once again, rhetoric? Standing on a puff of smoke that holds no substance. The most controversial Grammy show ever. You know, when other countries look at us right now, we're a joke. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say for whatever it's worth. Our president is not making America great again. America was already great. What our president has done has defiled and unequivocally soiled the nature of our integrity with his own propaganda. An insatiable, selfish need for his own agenda. He doesn't want to be a president. He wants to be a dictator. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about turning this channel to something else. You got to hear. You got to listen. You got to recognize. Because this ain't going away. What you are experiencing at this moment is going to affect the quality of your life for some time. We got to clean this up. And if our politicians can't get the job done, then the people got to get the job done. And we are the people. Don't forget the power that you have as the citizen. The citizen put the politicians in the positions that they're in. The citizen has the right to remove those in positions that cannot uphold and do what's necessary. Can't just talk about it. We got to be about it. This is part of the recipe in being able to obtain, actualize, experience, and partake in your liberty, your right, your pursuit to living life by all means necessary. Demi Lovato is making her return to the Grammy stage. It's her first live performance since her headline-making overdose in July 2018. In an Apple interview, she talks about this. We got to come together. We got to mend the divisions. And those that want to play the race card and be about separatism and the small percentage of people that want to be quote unquote white supremacists. You know, the majority can smother that bullshit. Because we don't need it. This country's had enough of that Jim Crow. That era, that life, that way of thinking is dead, gone, is never coming back, and nobody's going to put up and tolerate it. People are tired. Take a stand. Take a stand to what is your right, your liberty to live life in a country that has set for freedoms and liberties. Thank you very much. I'm your inspirational guru, your host, Jacob Logan. Tune in again for the next episode on Are You Ready? Are you ready to take that step? And be accountable for who you are, what you are. And be bold. Start living life. If you are, you're in the right place at the right time. There's more to come. Be kind to yourself. Love yourself and love others. And most of all, treat one another with compassion. Learn and exemplify humanities. Good evening, everyone.